Okay, I'm Vince Hollywood Kelvin, and this is in preparation of EC2, the Evolution of Consciousness Convention. That's right around the corner. I'm here today with Fly Hudson, known as the Lesbian Pickup Artist. That is so cool. What a cool title. What a pioneer you are. And I know you do a lot of other stuff, and you bringing entertainment also to the EC2, to a fashion show. You were there last year. You really participated at all levels. It's always a pleasure. We do honestly have a touch of a reservation through the years. We brought a lot of women who were teaching the art of pickup, but they did not really get it from the perspective of a guy. But for you, it's different. I know you get it from a different place. So why is that? Why are you different than the other women who have had an interest in pickup? Because you really are, so.
Okay. Well, for a lot of the women that I know out there, I think everybody is good in their own niche. And I've noticed that with a lot of pickup artists, too. There's a lot of diversity. So, for example, some people may specialize in threesomes. Some people may specialize in, you know, meditation or, you know, inner game, or, you know, have different philosophies to add into our community. For me, what I like to do is I like to focus more on, you know, though I've done infield in the past and I've stopped that for now, I wanted to focus on more of a creative type of learning for people instead of just the usual just talking. I also feel that it's a really good idea for us to build on each other's creative strengths. And as somebody who actually does go out, and it is a part of my lifestyle to not only teach pickup, but also to pick up girls, you know, I still currently do that. I still feel like I have a lot of value to offer. Whereas it seems like a lot of, you know, female pickup artists out there, you know, they're very happy in their relationships, and that's good. They can teach that aspect. But a lot of them have, you know, they don't go out to the clubs. They don't go online. They don't pick up other women actively, you know, for fun. And that's something that I still do that I feel differentiates me. So I feel like I'm more on top of things in that regard.
So define a little bit more what you mean by creativity.
Sure. So recently this year, I've gotten into modeling and photography. I'm currently serving as an apprentice under a very well-known commercial photographer. What I've been doing is trying to see how we can bring our colors more into light. So bringing the edge of fashion, music, dancing, encouraging people to go with their creative talents, and learning more about that, especially for me from a more feminine standpoint and realizing how that affects the masculine standpoints out there. And it's a really interesting learning experience that I plan on bringing into our community. So
how does it affect the masculine out there then, since you mentioned that?
So one of the biggest things that we like to focus on and pick up is getting beautiful women, right? And by seeing the process of how a woman becomes beautiful, so, you know, dancing, art, singing, they're very feminine arts. I know that men are very good at those creative talents and stuff like that, but I've always believed that the creative mind held the femininity, and the more rational, logical, warrior, leader type minds were for the masculine.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you see a lot of artists, those who are artists initially, they seem to do quite well with pickup, because there's a certain level of observation and appreciation. Because I think, to me, the art of seduction is the opposite of what most guys are after. Most guys are after, you know, like, finally I got laid, and that's why they don't get laid. The art of seduction is that moment in time that's just before, it's in between, where it could happen, but at the same time, it could not happen. And a lot of guys collapse because they depend on it happening. So, but anyway, I don't want to, we'll come back on the topic in just a second. So we call it the evolution of consciousness. And yes. You were there last year. And honestly, genuinely, we have not spoken in some time. I get your new pics. I hear about your fashion now and so on. So that's evolution. And that's kind of the common ground amongst all of us. Each time we gather, there is an evolution, a reinvention, a topping it. So what to you does it mean, the combination of those two words, evolution of consciousness, and maybe to relate it also to pick up and whatever are the other topics, you know, we focus on spirituality, success, and seduction.
Well, you want me to find evolution, right? Consciousness,
yeah. Well, what's
seduction,
your,
right?
Your own personal definition of evolution and consciousness.
For me, it's about growing within oneself. Consciousness is technically awareness, right? Because we are aware, as conscious people, we are aware that we are alive, we are aware that we can breathe. Sometimes we don't realize that, right? So there's like a difference between that. And evolution has to do with developing yourself. And I feel that it's one of the most important things to do as seducers is to grow our minds. Because when we grow our minds, not just by learning about books, but growing within ourselves, like spirituality, you know, learning from each other and just having a sense of fellowship can really help us out when it comes to getting to know women. Because women are very, they're very conscious of themselves, I feel, right? They're very into tuning into themselves and tuning into their emotions and stuff like that, you know, into their feelings, into their creative senses. There's a lot of women out there who are very creative and passionate. And I feel that being, you know, evolving consciously, you know, in creative ways, in seduction ways, and ways within our lifestyles, it can really help us be more in tune with women. So that's my definition of it.
Mm. You mentioned spirituality, so I've been bringing up the question with all speakers, you know, just to bring some diversity in it. I even asked Tony Dillinger, the Adult Film producer. He was thrilled by the question. He said no one ever asked him that. Johnny Cassio and so on. What's your sense of spirituality? What is your own sense of spirituality, universe, God, whatever you call it?
Sure. So I know it's going to turn a lot of people off, but I am a Christian. You know, I do believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I could, you know, I have a lot of songs and stuff. Most of my beliefs, though, for spirituality, I feel that they revolve around my culture. And that's because as I grew up, I went to a lot of different churches. So when I was in foster care, I went to a lot of, you know, white and black churches. And when I was in high school, I went to a Puerto Rican church. And it was just being around, as I grew up, you know, I was around a whole bunch of people of different cultures and customs who really helped me develop myself. So, you know, I was always present in youth groups and stuff. So I don't mind what other people practice. Sometimes it does rub me the wrong way when people say bad things about Christian people or whatever, but it's a free country, like it's a free world. People should say what they want, and I'll just have to, you know, bear with it. But, you know, I believe love is love, and I believe that as long as everybody is happy and, you know, nobody is doing something to harm people, people should be able to practice what they want to do, you know. So.
One of the goals with the convention to create evolution, you know, is to really inspire, and it's kind of a tradition for people. I know it sounds cliche to go after their dreams, but it's a lot more than that. It's to honor yourself, and there's that kind of, you know, many women would probably want to get into fashion or to put together a fashion show, but few do. So what recommendations you have for those who, you know, they haven't gone into a transition yet. They kind of know what they would like to do, but they're not doing it because we don't want them to enter another year where they tease themselves. This is the end of all teasing of the self, meaning you have your own passion, the things you love, you want a certain lifestyle, you like a certain type of women, or if you're a woman listening, a certain type of woman or man, and it's time that you grant yourself those things. But it's honestly not easy if you're already busy trying to pay bills and so on. So what's your mindset that has allowed you to go beyond that for you?
In my head, I figure that we're all going to die soon. It's a really morbid thing to say, but I watch a lot of news, and I hate to say it, people, but the world is getting worse. People are dying every day. People are starving. If you don't look at it from a bright light, the world can be a pretty terrifying place to live in. And tomorrow, I could wake up dead, you know? So for me, I don't have any more time to mess around. I know, like, for a fact, like, I'm getting older. You know, for me also, breast cancer runs in my family. So in my head, I'm just like, well, in, you know, 20 years or so, I may be in a bed battling an illness more than I'll be doing stuff. So it's a really sick-minded thing to do, and I wouldn't really suggest people to have that kind of mindset. But I'm like, we're all going to die soon, and some of us might die unexpectedly. So why not just accomplish everything you want to do today instead of waiting for tomorrow?
That's a powerful motivator, you know. I motivate myself with that. I was reading a book today also where the author was reminding us of that. So it's important to find your own motivation, and we can go dormant to that, or we can be bothered by it, or it's how I found more liberties in my pickup, in the context of not today, what are people going to think, and so on. We easily get so preoccupied, we end up not doing anything in the context of, like, well, even the harshest criticism or the highest praise ever at some point will not matter. Then you find a new form of liberty. So your thinking is very stimulating. I don't want to bind you too much with my own questions. You know, these are questions that came to mind today. That's at the same time just free flow for a little bit, if you wish. Like, what's been going on in your mind? What if somebody I had said talk about everything you want, anything you want.
Oh my goodness, I'm just thinking about everything that I've done. I've noticed that I've been more productive, and I think that people worry. It's something that's come across my mind because I've recently entered my late 20s. So I started the game at 24. I'm now about 28 years old, give or take. Actually, yeah, I'm 28. See women lying about their age and shit. But what I've noticed is that a lot of people that I've talked to, particularly in my community, are worried that they can't get women because they're getting older. And what I've found since doing the game since, being 23, 24, is that as I've gotten older, you know, because I used to think, oh, like, guys, girls aren't going to want to, like, sleep with a old-ass MILF, or, you know, like, I always thought, like, oh, they're not going to be with me or whatever. I've noticed that the older that I get, the better the girls end up being, and the better my seduction skills end up being. So I feel like I have, like, a bunch of, like, life experience and leadership experience and stuff. So if you are a guy and you're getting older, if you're a woman and you're getting older, you're interested in dating younger women or younger people, you'd be very surprised that most of them don't care if you're older. And maybe I'm saying that from a big standpoint, but, like, I mean, there's girls that are, you know, 5-10 years younger than me, and it's just like, aren't you supposed to be looking at kids your age? And they're just like, no, like, we want to be with older women, we want to be with older men, and it's just like, it's, because when I was first read about mystery, I was very depressed. Because I know that women, as we grow older, you know, we're not as valued by older men, you know, and that it comes with, that's nature, it's a circle of life. But what I found is that for women particularly, especially since, you know, I'm a lesbian pickup artist, I want to keep picking up girls. And it's not like I want to pick up, you know, like I don't know if I want to pick up a 70-year-old woman when I'm 70. You know, I'm not going to be ignorant about it, but I found it was such a relief to know that younger women, or even, you know, women that are just a little bit younger than me, prefer older women. And one girl even said, you know, the older the better, because they just prefer to be the submissive, sweet ones and let women or men take the lead, you know? So it was a mind-blowing experience for me.
Wow. I'm really happy you brought that up, because, you know, my goal with this EC2 is to really pass on a wealth of knowledge to perform no less than a miracle. And I'm kind of living proof that that concern does not matter at all. I personally think that a point of magic in really being liberated and truly understanding is if a person enters a new decade and they carry the same mindset that they had the prior decade, by now that mindset is getting very old. And if they add another decade on top of that. So the truth, the simplest act of magic is to identify what in your teens kind of held you back. You cannot carry that in your 20s. What in your 20s kind of held you back? What concern about people and so on? So if we had late 20s or even early 20s who wanted to be with like late teens, you know, 30s or 40s, that would still enter at that age despite the wisdom gained with like the same old concern. It's a core concern. The key thing is to no longer buy into concerns. It's just an evolution of concerns, and you don't want an evolution of concerns. So right. you cannot, again, commit the same sin or foolish act by decide, okay, I'm going to carry, it's a new one now, it's a concern about age, I'm going to carry that for a whole fucking decade. Prior to that, it was like, oh, but I haven't done anything. I still live with my parents. I don't really know what I want to do in life. And I burdened myself with that for 10 years. So that makes a big difference. And then you totally stand out because it's very hypnotic. The truth, you could be, a woman could be in front of a 60-year-old man, and the 60-year-old is just in a way still a 20-year-old at the level of his own insecurities. And it's not even his own insecurities. It's the fact that he's been buying into the same silly mindset that there is a reason that's valid enough not to operate freely. So,
I have a story to tell you. It's a story. My photographer told me the story. Because another way, a lot of guys don't only go into photography to, you know, take pictures and do stuff, but they also go into photography to meet women. And this photographer that I knew, right, he grew up Catholic, very, like, you know, like, very sweet guy, altar guy, very quiet, very shy, very scared to even speak aloud in a classroom. And he was doing the modeling and photography thing. And then when he hit his late 40s, right, because he didn't think girls were really attracted to him, he told me, he was like, you know, I was just like, okay, like, fuck it. Like, he said, I'm going to be more outgoing. I'm going to be myself. He just said it because he's like, oh, like, you know, like it's my late 40s, like, you know, I might die later on, so who cares, right? He says there comes to a time where you get to an age where you just don't give a shit anymore, he basically told me. And then he said as soon as I started just opening up and being myself more around people and stuff, girls started giving me their number and wanted me to, like, go out with them. And, like, these were, like, you know, he works with, like, younger models, so – you know, like, girls were just, like, all over him, wanting to stay after to help him, like, go out with food with him. And all of his, like, coworkers and other photographers were like, oh, we don't know what it is with you, bro. Like, you seem to always have, like, a girl around now and stuff like that. And he's like, I don't really do anything with them, right, because he's also very professional. But he was just so surprised because now that he's, even though he's older, he was just like, fuck it all, right? Now he suddenly sees how attractive he is to girls, and girls are, you know, going after him because he just let go of all those insecurities and stuff and just said, whatever, I'm just going to live the rest of my life being myself.
And no matter what age you are, when you hear this, okay, this is something that's available at any given ages. An example of a more evolved level of consciousness with no pretense, okay, is just like gaining altitude. You gain greater perspective, is to really understand that what you had bought into what was false, and if you rise above it, then it does not make sense anymore. So you don't have to get rid of it. But if you stay within the same consciousness, then you carry the same challenges throughout your life. So truth is that it took this man until he was 40 to finally come to the realization that it didn't matter. And the moment he did, then he became more appealing. But could somebody do it in their 20s? Absolutely. And what would it take? Well, a new frame of mind, which you are buried in concerns, and you need to elevate yourself to be able to at least gain the perspective that it's just a concern. It's not you, and it's not reality. If you don't mind, I give just a quick practical exercise, okay? Commit, sure. If you're listening to this, for the next 24 hours, you commit that you're going to detect whatever seems to come up that for a brief moment has you under the impression that it's a valid reason why you could not, whatever you're doing, okay? It might be minimal, it might be medium, or it might be quite significant. So if a guy goes like, oh man, you know, I'm getting older. So observe when it comes up and don't judge it and don't decide and don't further it. So now you're learning how to recognize when it comes up. Then the next 24 hours, the second day, okay, as it comes up, you begin to almost label it in a new way. Instead of going like, oh, it's age, you go, oh, concern coming up, concern coming up. By the third day, you recognize it, you know when it's coming up, you recognize it as a concern, and then you simply refuse to buy into it. You're going to wrestle. So by the fourth day, you open your mind and you go, what if I was to not buy into that right now? What begins to be possible for me? What if today, instead of being preoccupied with that, I walk around and I no longer buy into that? So to begin to disassociate. We're running out of time a little bit, but I want to absolutely, totally touch on the benefit that you're a girl picking up girls. So yeah. I want to open a few doors for the guys. With all respect for women, one thing that I witnessed is, you know, guys get a little bit better, and suddenly there's that fantasy of a threesome. A threesome requires two girls. Guys are completely confused about the dynamic. My experience has shown me that oftentimes the challenge is, I've been with a lot of girls who were bisexual, and I've witnessed them, and you're probably not like that, but I've noticed that the majority of girls out there, unless they were completely wasted, and then they would feel kind of weird the next day, they would definitely like the girl, but you would see both of them beat around the bush, a world record of that. Unless they like more dykey would get more aggressive. So open doors for us, if you don't mind, in terms of better understanding the woman to woman dynamic.
Sure. There's a lot of women out there who are barsexual. That's pretty common. It sounds like that's what happened in the situation that you were in, is that you met a lot of barsexual girls, meaning girls that you really liked girls only if it was like a party or a high moment, and, you know, it was, everything was just right and they were just curious about it. But there's also women out there who are, you know, really, really lesbian. They're Like men, meaning that when they look at a woman's body parts, or like when they listen to a woman's voice, or they see, you know, a source of femininity, it turns them on, or, you know, it makes them feel good about themselves and they want to be drawn to it. There's a lot of girls who actually started liking girls because they had childhood crushes on their best friends. And, you know, they really didn't know what it was. And then as they grew older and went through puberty and learned more about sexuality, they discovered that they started just liking women. There's a lot of women out there who like women and men, and there's also a lot of women out there who like women. For me, when it comes to teaching seduction, especially with teaching other women, women are usually the holders of submissive energy. So they're the ones that are used to being approached, because that's, you know, in our society, that's, you know, the man's job to approach a woman, to woo her and stuff. And a lot of women are thinking, well, I think a lot of women are afraid that if they are the ones who approach, it's not only just about getting shot down, but it's also that they may also lose a sense of femininity, because most women don't approach. And approaching could also seem like an aggressive vibe. So I think a lot of women are scared of that, especially since a lot of lesbians that I know, they're very awkward, they're very shy. You know, some of their households, they don't even know that they're gay. And they could even be kicked out, homeless for it. There's people around the world who just get shot. So you have, on top of the fear of being rejected, you have a fear of your family finding out, coworkers, people you work with, people who bully you, and people can use that against you in a lot of cruel ways. For teaching seduction, though, for me, when I game girls, I learned everything that I did first by following the mystery method. I got that book from my boyfriend, and also just studying the habits of men. I was not listening to any females at the time. At the time, may I mention, when I started listening to some females, it was definitely more helpful. But when I started out, it was men that I wanted to learn from, partly because I didn't really have a father figure in my life, but also because men were the primary ones who knew how to work it. They had the clear mindset. They were the alphas. They are traditionally the dominants in our society, the leaders. And I wanted to learn from somebody because I wanted to get what I wanted. I didn't want to wait anymore. And a lot of lesbians out there, they're still in that waiting period. Like, is she going to approach me? Is she going to approach me? You can't do that. You have to approach like a man. You have to be confident like a male seducer would. You know, you have to take the lead, grabbing the hand, looking for the IOIs, bouncing locations. You have to do all of that if you want to have a successful relationship. I can tell you this honestly, if I wasn't the one taking the lead, I don't think I would have gotten as far as I would have. I probably would have not have gotten many dates because women are very shy. Women do not like to approach first. There are women sometimes that like to put themselves forward, but usually a lot of women are very scared, shy, timid. They're used to men being the ones doing it. And so it's always best if women learn that they should learn from somebody who's teaching a dominant vibe. Because if you want to get what you want, you can't stand there timidly. You have to go get it. And that's what I've learned most from men in this community. So that's what it puts me.
Wow, that is so essential. Quick announcement. Fly, I have one more question. Okay.
Sure.
First, a quick announcement. So, okay, EC2 is coming. It's right around the corner. By now, you know, we're doing something very, very unique. I don't want to take too much time to tell you about all the different venues. It's an adventure. There's nothing like that out there. I've been putting those events for 11 years. So we relocate venues. We go. The diversity is insane. It stretches you, your mindset, your lifestyle. It's an acceleration. We talk about business. We talk about seduction. We talk about spirituality. There's 12 world-class gurus. Okay, one day you're going to learn in a mansion, beautiful mansion. We are going to visit an adult film set. We're going to be in a historical theater. We're going to be in a beautiful spiritual sanctuary, in a VIP, very exclusive spot in Hollywood. I'll let you read about it. My guess is, unless you're super fast, and I'm not saying that, because we limit it to 25. It's the elite edition. So we still have all the venues, we have all the entertainment, we have all the gurus, and yet we want to focus on 25 most dedicated people. So the attention you're going to get is phenomenal, the journey and so on. Click on the link. And then if you use that very link and sign up through this podcast, don't come afterwards. And if you sign up elsewhere, I'll know it. I recognize the link. Then I will personally buy you a session with Fly. Okay? So make sure you mention that. Fly, you said something very important. You know, there's still some guys that are unaware of the evolution of our pickup community and how essential it is also. Right now, it's on the open. It's no longer a secret society of pickup artists. You know, I was on the show CNN. There's been many other shows. And it's really out of place that unless you feel very taboo about it, people are not going to give you shit anymore. And if they do, they're really stuck up and they're a minority. The majority is like, okay, that's cool. But nevertheless, we need to further that. We need to accelerate that process. On the other hand, you mentioned how intense, you know, I have utmost respect for, I don't even want to call it the gay community because all those nominalizations are missing out on the fact that we're all humans. But I have utmost respect for the intensity of the wrestle, you know, when we see some of our guys that go like, oh, is it going to say that it's about seduction? And on the other hand, having to, like you say, you know, maybe face the disapproval of family, of colleagues, and so on. So what recommendations would you have both for lesbians or anybody listening and pickup artists to really fucking own it and to help everybody evolve and make even more headways there so everybody can be free to make their own choices and exercise them as they please?
Could you rephrase that? Could you restate that question one more time?
I know. I'm very hypnotic with my questions. Forgive me. But I'm excited also because you inspire, you trigger different aspects of my mind. So, okay. So you said it yourself, being making the choice of being labeled or using the label lesbian.
I'm here.
Oh, you there? Okay. So to own it even more, any recommendation? You know, if there are girls listening that are still a little bit like feeling like they could not just say, yeah, I like girls openly everywhere they go. That's it. That's my choice. Or if there are guys who are still inhibited to go, yeah, I study pickup.
The best way to do it is to show, not tell. And I notice that's a big casualty among people in the community, is that they're willing to be like, I'll give you an example. Some gay people, they'll go out and they'll be like, I'm gay. Oh, look at me, my rainbow. I'm a gay girl. I'm gay, right? But they won't actually live like it seems like they're living of the gay lifestyle. It's just they're not doing a lot of acting out on it. People are so willing to get lost in new sources and be all like culturally all about it that they forget to actually do it. Meaning, you know, being gay for me, or being bisexual or being lesbian is that you like girls. So why are you not going out getting girls? People seem more interested in doing all these things to prove that there's something. Or like in pickup too. They'll go out and they'll be like, I'm a pickup artist. I think that's the most stupid thing that somebody could do is to tell a girl on a first date. We had an incident like that. Somebody actually ended up getting their group shut down because somebody decided to go, I'm a pickup artist. No, how about you actually live a lifestyle? Live a lifestyle where your house is clean and you have, you know, like very inviting furniture and candles and stuff. How about you dress in nice, gorgeous clothes? They don't have to be expensive, but they should, you know, be fashionable or something. How about you take care of your grooming habits? How about you show the principles that we teach in pickup to take care of your health, to take care of your wealth, to take care of people that come by, being a social person? Because you'll see a lot of people being like, I'm a pickup artist. But the people who are really the pickup artists, you know, like you and Arash and everybody, you guys don't just tell people about it. If people ask, you are honest. You say, yeah, we're pickup artists. But you live a lifestyle that is about what pickup is about, right? You talk to women actively. You work out. You take care of yourself. You take care of your home. And those are big things that we talk about in pickup. And by living it, it's a lot better than that. It's the same way with me with approaching women. I'm not like, I don't tell all the girls, I'm gay. Look at my rainbow. Look at me looking all nice and fashionable. I go out, I pick up girls. I don't give a shit about L Word or Orange Is the New Cult or whatever the hell gay people are watching. I care about talking to girls, having a great, wonderful time with them, going on adventures, going to modeling shoots, watching anime, reading comic books, cooking food. Like, that's what I care about. That's how I live my life. And people are like, oh, you know, like, you're so cool, you're pickup artist, blah, blah, blah. No, well, I don't go around telling everybody that I do it. I live the life. And that's the difference, I feel. Living the life is a lot better than just being show-offy about it or admitting it and stuff, you know? Show, not tell.
Beautiful. Yes. So I thank you so much, Fly. You covered a lot of ground. And we're going to take it to the next level for EC2. There's going to be the fashion show also that you're putting together. So that's a brilliant example of lifestyle, you know. And I thank you so much. If you were listening, be certain to subscribe to be informed of all the different podcasts. We release one about every day, every other day. And also click on the link to at least read about the convention. Thank you, Fly. We'll see you very soon.
Thank you. See you soon.